getting drafted in the first round and the high expectations of a new player coming in at a position where they needed some help was, there was a lot of pressure associated with it. New York was very good to me. The Hess family was very good to me. Joe Walton as the head coach was very good to me. You know, I learned a lot about myself, had a lot of experiences, grew as a person. I looked at myself as an entertainer. I wasn't entertaining. People would stop watching. You know, I was given an opportunity. I was blessed with the skill set to go out and perform and do something that people enjoyed watching. And I was, I guess, pretty good at it and played for a little while. And now people still reflect back on it, I guess. The combination of Wesley's history with the Jets and his success, and his obviously knowledge of the game, and you know, being able to consult with him about situations on the field was really helpful for me. And we developed into a team, and you know, his strengths and my strengths were slightly different. Wesley was more of a downfield long ball player, and I was more of a kind of the workhorse, catching balls across the middle, crossing routes and that kind of thing, first downs and that kind of thing. Came back for the induction to the Ring of Honor. My family came with me, so it was a great experience, and to see and visit with some of the other guys or gentlemen who were inducted prior to me, being recognized as one of the, they call legends here, was again, it was truly humbling. Letting go of football wasn't the toughest part. It's letting go of the excitement and exuberation that you see in fans when you're out performing. Typically when I caught a pass, they would yell my name. There's so few athletes who actually make it to the professional level, and you know, it's hard to conceptualize that until you're done and you actually look at the numbers and you realize how blessed you were. And it's just amazing.